Initiating download sequence. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Welcome to Scott Harrell's SOS Radio Podcast. Starting now.
Oh, Matt Maher's no stranger to SOS Radio. He's released songs like The Lord, I Need You, and All the People Said Amen, and Your Grace is Enough. He's joining us in studio live this morning on SOS Radio. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, the biggest question that we could ask today at this time of year is, who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
I'm actually rooting for the Chiefs, yeah. Even though we got destroyed. Tennessee did by the Chiefs. I mean, not destroyed. Yeah, destroyed. I mean, Patrick Mahomes to me is just a fantastic football player. Pretty incredible to watch. And I kind of got won over. One of my best friends, too, is a Chiefs fan. He's been like a longtime Chiefs fan.
Like forever.
Yeah, like forever. Sort of like
red hair and everything.
Yeah. The whole deal. But it's like the idea of like you're born into like a 50-year like dry spell.
I know that feeling because I'm a Detroit Lions fan. You know, since like 54.
There you go. You're at this point, you're waiting. You're like Simeon and Anna at the temple.
I'm like, Raiders, please come here. Can we officially call you Las Vegas Raiders now that your season is over? We can look forward to something else.
It's exciting, man. I'll say like when a city, especially a city, you know, that's growing, gets a new sports team like that, it becomes such a way to galvanize the sense of community and bring people together. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly, like with Tennessee, what happened. Like I've watched, I think, you know, people have there are definitely diehard Titans fans who've kind of weathered, you know, all sorts of ups and downs. And this year just kind of felt like, wow, Mike Vrabel came in and, you know, kind of really turned the team around. And so I think everyone's kind of like excited now. Just feels like there's a sense of momentum with the team.
Yeah, it's so interesting how like a sports team kind of brings a sense of community to your city. Because I know you lived in Phoenix for a long time, and then you moved to Nashville a few years back, and now it's like, okay, meeting new people. Obviously, there's an artist community, people you plug in with church, but you realize like how things bring us together, especially when you have kids.
Oh, absolutely. Because last weekend, my wife and I, we took our kids, like we all went as a family to our first Predators game. You know, and it was just amazing to watch like how all three of them were, you know, drawn to different at different moments of the game, drawn to different things. And it was really special, you know, especially for me growing up in Canada. Hockey's like it's all we have, you know,
for real.
That and the CFL, but I'm not sure.
I know Canadian football is a whole nother thing, right?
But the Toronto Raptors, how about that? Mm-hmm. So I think sports are a great way that they bring communities, families together.
So you're rooting for the Chiefs.
I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
I'm just glad the Patriots aren't in the game this year. That's pretty much who I'm rooting for. We're talking to Matt Maher today at SWS Radio, and you know lots of the songs that he's written over the years. All the People Say Amen. Your Grace is Enough. He has a brand new one we're going to play here live in just a couple of minutes. But Matt, you write a lot of worship songs, and over the years you've been really involved with Passion, where you write with other people like Chris Tomlin, Matt Redman, and Ed Cash. Ashton Crowder, Christian Stanfill, and you see the movement of the way that God is working in our community, in our church. And when you see a lot of worship songs, ultimately, we sing a lot of the same songs all across the country. You know, there's like this list, they call it CCLI, where you see like the top 100 worship songs that just churches from Alabama to Montana to California are singing. But where are you seeing God developing some fresh new things with worship?
Well, I think the big thing is probably over the span of 10 years is what's happened is that songs are being created not so much out of individuals, which is kind of where things were maybe 15, 20 years ago. And now it's all about collaboration. Hmm. So I would say that one of the biggest things I see the Spirit of God doing in this day and age is, you know, with the disappearance of mainline Christianity, what's happened is that there's a common hymnal being written. Hmm. And with it always comes the temptation to assume like we're saying everything that needs to be said instead of asking the question, are there things that we need to be saying more?
Ooh.
And that's always sort of the question, you know. And I think when you look at the intersection of like the wounds that exist in society, whether it's the unveiling of sexism in the workplace, stuff that women have like endured for years and years, yeah. It's like how do we write songs about that? How do we write stuff? And I feel like worship, you know, some people say, well, the worship is, there's no place in worship music for that. But I'm like, you know, I think if you go look at the Old Testament, you read the prophets, they're pretty much addressing everything. And the Psalms address the whole human condition. Yeah. I think the language of it's really important. And we're not always going to... A good song doesn't always even literally tackle a subject head on. It sort of pulls you kind of like almost unsuspectingly, or, you know, like a song like How He Loves, for example, right? Yeah. Like, that's an amazing song. That's a song about a guy who lost his best friend.
Really?
That's why the song got written. So it's a song that deals with grief. It's dealing with, you know, but it's sort of like, I think that what the Psalms do is they point us back to, which I think is what I'm seeing more of, is that songs that address the messiness of the human condition, but remind us of the greatness of God and who He is. And I think the thing about worship music is that it carries with it, hopefully, this experience of and with the presence of God.
It's funny because there's different seasons where you see a lot of songs released at the same time that have similar ideas, you know, and you'll notice like, okay, there's a season where you hear a lot of songs about gratefulness and praise or Thanksgiving. And then it's another season you see a lot of songs about identity and identity and identity. As a songwriter, you don't really see this as any sort of coincidence.
No, I think we're all downloading from the same source material. And I think it's a way that God's continuing to speak to people and speak to the church. You know, that's what I was trying to say earlier. You know, it's like you see that happen, particularly in worship music, because, you know, sometimes we write songs. Sometimes, you know, I'll run into somebody and it's like, wow, we haven't talked in 2 years. But then I'll look back and it's like we both wrote songs about the same thing. And to me, I think that's something worth celebrating, because I think it's sort of evidence for the fact that God is hopefully speaking to people and inspiring our creativity, you know. And I think especially the more, like I said, in worship music, you're seeing that sense of collaboration. I think that is a big part of it, too. I think God is writing a songbook for the whole church.
Yeah, it's just so interesting because, yeah, like, you'll feel brokenness, and you're going through, and then you're watching the news, and you're opening up social media, and you see brokenness, brokenness, brokenness. And how do you combat that? You can write a song talking about God's goodness,
yeah,
and God's healing. Or maybe it's division that we see with impeachment trials and politics and an election year. Then you notice that there's a lot of other songwriters that are saying, hey, we feel the same thing, and in our church, we're feeling the same thing. And it's like, how do we have some sort of unity? How do we embrace reconciliation?
Yeah.
And it's cool that God uses song and births that in people like you to impact culture and to have those discussions in a different way than you get on CNN and Fox News.
Yeah, because I think at the end of the day, that stuff is so exhausting, and it doesn't really move us forward. And most of our life is lived locally. And, you know, it's like anyone who really cares about policy and legislation will tell you, if you really want to change the world around you, stop focusing so much on the federal government and start focusing on your local government and get involved. Learn your representatives, learn what they're doing. The decisions they're making will affect your life on a bigger level. And yeah, there are massive problems that, like, we obviously need to talk about and stuff like that. But I feel like those problems end up, all they do is distract us from doing the real work, which is, how can I be a reconciled believer who's being reconciled with the world around them? You know, it says in 2 Corinthians, Jesus was reconciling the whole world to Himself. So it's like, how do we do that with our neighbors? How do we do that with our family? How do we do that in our friendships? How do we do it at the workplace? It's like, if we can start there and trust that God's going to continue to grow that. I mean, that's how the church started. It started small and then became a global movement.
That's Matt Maher, Lord, I Need You, on SOS Radio. Matt Maher is our guest today.
I am. Hey, listen, can I do the news?
You want to do the news?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got to make this legit. Let's get the news bed and let's All right. Matt Maher doing the news on SOS Radio.
Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers will battle next weekend in the Super Bowl. But last weekend, when the Chiefs took down the Titans, the Chiefs CEO Clark Hunt was asked about his excitement by a sportscaster on live TV. He said, "I want to thank the Lord for blessing us with the opportunity. The glory belongs to Him." That's very touching. Yeah. Believe it or not, back in 2014, Clark and his wife Tavia partnered with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to launch a non-denominational church service for fans attending Chiefs games in Kansas City. 350 people attended the first service.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible. Yeah. My question is, did they do the tomahawk chant at any point?
Do you have to wear red?
Yeah, do you have to wear... I have so many questions. Most Americans are... Yeah, and now for something completely different. Most Americans are two paychecks away from disaster. Let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah.
That's so sad. A study from Bankrate Sound... just released, 40% of Americans are able to cover an unexpected $1,000 expense, such as an emergency room visit or car repair, with what's in their savings. So as you're looking, you know, as you're listening to this, you're looking forward to goals for 2020, it's a good time maybe to think about saving, you know.
For real.
A little bit goes a long way, you know. This is a story from New Jersey. This is a really touching story. You remember Stop, Drop, and Roll? You know, from Fireman in grade school? Not Fire Marshal Bill. Madeline took it to heart, young girl, and she's a hero. Woke up at 2 in the morning this past weekend with a burning sensation in her eyes and her throat. And she was able to quickly crawl under the smoke in her hallway, wake up her 2-year-old brother, Hunter, and her parents, and all the family got out safely. The home is totally gone with smoke and water damage, and the insurance company has them staying in a hotel while they figure out their next steps. Oh, yeah.
She's a hero.
Yeah. The firefighter said to her, "To say all of us here at the Avenel Fire Department are so proud of you is an understatement. Way to go, Madeline. You are indeed a hero."
Oh, all right.
That's news to me. I'm Matt Maher on SOS Radio.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
We like to go deep on SOS Radio. We're talking with Matt Maher today. And, you know, we all had our resolutions a couple of weeks ago. Let's be honest, some of those goals have already come and gone. But you know what? Redemption time is near. 3 weeks away is Valentine's Day. You know, you want to be a little more romantic. You want to be a better spouse. You want to have more strategy in your marriage for this year.
Strategery.
Right? Strategery. You know, it's Valentine's time. You know, Matt, how did you and your wife originally meet?
So we met in Phoenix, where we both lived, and I was leading worship at a young adult kind of worship night. But when we started dating, because tomorrow will be the 10-year anniversary that we started dating. This year's our 10-year wedding anniversary. But around this time of year, it's like about a week from now, I texted Scott Harold frantically. Because I was trying to date my wife as much as possible at the beginning. Because it's, you know, it's that thing when you first start seeing each other, you want to be kind of, you want to cement the deal. So I finagled my way into a radio interview in Las Vegas because she worked for the furniture industry and she was at Market, which runs every January in Vegas. So I texted her, was like, "Hey, just so happens I have a radio interview in Vegas at the same time as you're going to be there. So we should have dinner." So... it was pretty great.
Yeah, I was sitting having dinner with my kids, and I get a text that was like, "Hey, do you need a guest on your show on Tuesday morning?" And I was like, "Oh, are you going to be in town?" I was like, "It would really help me out if I could be on your show this week."
So, yeah, if you can do that for Valentine's Day, if you're listening, that's, yeah. Just
the best part of this story, though, was when you rolled up. You got out of a cab, you had your guitar, and you go, "All right, before we do this interview, don't ask me why I'm in Vegas on the air because I don't want to have to lie because she's listening."
That was sad. That was good. You helped me out a lot.
Yeah, what's amazing, though? 10 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're excited. It's going to be a great year.
I didn't get an invite to the wedding, by the way, but thanks anyway.
I texted you about it. I totally did.
I'm just playing. You know what? Matt has a brand new album. It's coming out. We've got a couple of new songs coming out in March.
Yeah.
Alive and Breathing. You can request it anytime right here on SOS Radio.
Oh, thanks so much, man.
Thanks for coming in
today. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at SOSradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.